Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all over the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Light Upon Light. I'd like to offer my congratulations on the birth anniversary of Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the fourth Imam of the school of Ahlul Bayt, and the Imam who is known by his famous book, Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya. Inshallah, for this happy occasion, we are trying to discuss about the life and personality of this noble existence with presence of Islamic speaker, Sayyid Muhammad Muhsin Musawi. Sayyidina, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise is only Allah's Lord of the world. May His peace and blessings be upon the Master of all Prophets and Apostles, Muhammad, and His pure, immaculate Ahlul Bayt, especially Imam of the time, Imam of the age, our existent, promised Imam. May Allah hasten His glad advent.
Thank you. Service, happy this Eid to you, Sayyid.
And to you.
We want to talk about, because Imam Sajjad is known by this famous book of Sahifat, the book of Dua and Prayer. By the name of Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya, or some by this Rasalat al-Huquq. And these two important, let's say, literature and works of Imam are famous worldwide, at least in Islam world, and secondly, even I have seen even in some universities, it has been taught in even non-Islamic universities. I have myself witnessed that these books were taught and were discussed at least. I think in order to introduce Imam to the people, at least to the followers, it's good to look at the works of Imam to this book and to talk about this book to see how great the author of this book is. Can you please shed some light on Sahifa itself, and if there is any special point that is new to us, and inshallah will be quite informative to us.
You know, Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, has wide opened horizons of knowledge in different masterpieces he created during his golden life. The preeminent one is Sahifa al-Sajjadi, also the Risala of Rights, Huquq, also is one of the most brilliant handbooks and books written about the rights. The rights, never and ever, no one could talk about these rights. For example, Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, says, God has not created your tongue to refrain from doing sins, to refrain from saying lie, to refrain from speaking behind someone. These are the things you have to refrain from them. But the right of your tongue is to do something with that so that you can get closer to Allah. The right of eye is not just closing that towards the deviations of Satan. No, it's some of the thing you have to do. But the main goal of creating your eyes is not refraining from sins, is doing something great to seek and to acquire the nearness of your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These great dimensions which were elucidated and articulated with Imam Sajjad, peace by Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, never happened in the history, and is the first time the history has even known to itself. As-Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya, which was written by Imam al-Baghir, peace be upon him, the great du'as of Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, is also one of the other brilliant masterpieces Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, he created humanity.
I mean, it was composed by Imam Sajjad, but written by Imam Baqir, right?
No. Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, he said, he declared these du'as and supplications. And Imam Baqir,
they have been collected by Imam Baqir.
Yeah, that's
right. That's why I'm asking.
He was the compiler, better. This great book is known as the sister of Quran. And Nahj al-Balagha, the gate of knowledge, is known as brother. So they have to be, they always have to be together. Quran with its siblings. Nahj al-Balagha and As-Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya. Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, in this great book, like I said, really wide opened horizons of knowledge for everything, for everything in the path of servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we all love to be the most honored in the sight of Allah. Why? Because we know the reward of it in the resurrection day. God says, "Inna akramakum 'inda Allahi atqakum." Verily, the most honored of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, in this great book gives us a very important lesson about this important issue.
Sayyid, you say that lots of scientific points are mentioned in this book, but we know this book by a book of dua and book of prayer. I want to inshallah explain this point after this break, because it might bring us, I mean, sort of surprised that you say that most of these scientific points have been mentioned here while we know it, because when we read it, we just read some du'as. And so this is a question that we'll be asking inshallah after a break. We have a short break, inshallah we'll be back in a few seconds, and we'll continue our discussion concerning this important book of Sahifat al-Sajjad, authored by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, actually declared by Imam and collected by Imam Baqir alayhi salam. We'll be back in a few seconds. Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. Once again, I'd like to offer our congratulations on birth anniversary of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Light upon light tries to talk about, in our today's show, to talk about the important literature and work known to be by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, that is Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya. We have been talking about it, and now Sayyid, inshallah, will be answering the question that we raised before the break.
Yes. You know, to cover a good answer and to give you a good reply for your question, we need more time. But I want to say that I didn't mean that all the sciences existing in this world, such as physics, mathematics.
The same that we claim for Quran, let's say.
All
the
like
sciences,
that.
But is we say that, I mean, the key to all the sciences are there.
Sure, sure. Because the key of being successful in everything is righteousness. Is that right? So this book gives us the most important and the best shortcuts for that. Let's put it in another word. You know, I want to say that in this great book, we see some lessons we never see in others, in other books, other scriptures. For example, let me ask you a question. God in His glorious book says, "Aqim as-salata inna as-salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar." Means establish regular prayers, for prayer restrains from shameful and evil deeds. I say my prayers regularly, even punctually and on time. But do I really, and can I really refrain from all evil deeds and the deeds which are shameful? Can I succeed? Oh, really? God says, if you say your prayer, you will be able and successful to refrain from sins. So why isn't it like this for me? I do say my prayers regularly, but I don't see this consequence. Why? Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, answers this important question. Why don't I get the consequences of fasting, ruzah, sawm, in the month of the blessed month of Ramadan and after it? Imam al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad warzuqni ar-raghbata fil amal. Oh Allah, bless Muhammad and his household and provide me with desire to serve thee. Provide me to be fervent in my devotional act, to have desires towards them. The main reason that we don't acquire the consequences declared in our ahadith for our devotional acts is just that we do them, we look at them as a perfunctory action. We do them as a habit. Just, it's late, let me go to say my prayer. I want to go to the party and banquet. I want to be calm there. I don't want to have in my mind that I haven't said my prayer. So let me first of all say my prayer, and then go there easily. You see, it's like an habit. Is that right? Mm. If we really do and perform all the devotional acts fervently, by raghba and mail, all the consequences of that devotional act will appear in our lives. This is what Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, wants to teach us. It's very important. This is a question many youths and youngsters, they usually ask me in the colleges and universities. Did God in His glorious book says, I'm the most promised one, I never lie, but this verse, we don't see its effects in our life. It doesn't work for us. Aqim as-salat, establish prayer regularly. It restrains from shameful and evil deeds. That's right. But it has a thing. God says, aqim as-salat. God doesn't say, salli. God says, stand up for prayer. Stand up for prayer. It means try to bring raghba. Try to bring mail. And try to do it fervently. Say adhan, walk a little bit between adhan and iqama, go for making wudu and ablution. Before that, a little think what you're going to do. You're going to talk to your God. Look, these things brings what to you? Raghba. And if you have raghba, if you do your devotional acts fervently, you definitely will get the consequences of devotional acts in your life. This is very
important. So as it is beautifully and rightly mentioned, as it is the sister of Quran, so actually we can see that it is a sort of interpretation of the verses of the Holy Quran. Because that's here, right. When we face a problem, in understanding this verse, we face problem. We find the answer in the words of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in Sahifa. So this is when you say that, for example, it has the answer to many, let's say, questions that we might have. Okay, Sayyid, if you want to add any point here, we have less than a minute to finalize the discussion.
I wanted to go to another point, but I just wanted to make a dua.
Yeah, from Sahifa. Let's bless the show with a dua from Sahifa.
Sure. From Sahifa. I do another dua based on Sahifa.
Okay, please.
Okay, because it's related to Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him. So we need his intercession, as God says, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيَّ الْوَسِيلَةِ And we need to seek the means of approach unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why I want to, in this blessed day, happy occasion, ask God to grant us Imam Sajjad's intercession in the resurrection day,
inshallah,
which will come to the rescue for all of the human beings, inshallah, and especially the true believers of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all.
Thank you very much, Sayyid.
You're welcome.
The dua was made by Sayyid, so we have to, the only thing which is left to say goodbye and bye before going. I'd like to once again offer our congratulations on this happy occasion and say happy Eid to you, and till another light upon light and another happy occasion to join you, inshallah. May Allah protect you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. يا رب صلي على طه محمد.